Thousands of people, many of whom are my constituents, are being silently and systematically cut from one of their most basic healthcare needs, dental care. Over the past 2 years alone, more than 53,000 NHS dental patients have been removed from practice lists. This is not just a statistic, Mr. Speaker, that's 53,000 individuals, children, pensioners, low-income workers, all now unable to access the care that they were promised as part of our national health service. A lack of NHS contracts is causing much frustration, and in 2023, 114 dentists handed back their NHS contracts. Today, out of 360 dental practices across Northern Ireland, only two are fully NHS. So let that sink in. Two. That means people across my constituency, from Clody to Dungiven, Feeney, Corian and beyond, are ringing round dentists in desperation. One constituent I recently spoke with was shocked to receive a letter saying his dental practice would no longer offer NHS treatment. The message was blunt: go private or go elsewhere. But where, Mr. Speaker, is elsewhere? As one NHS dentist bravely said, their practice is at full capacity. The system is beyond strain. And while we are told that investment is on the way and reform is promised, patients are being left behind right now. We are not just losing services, we are witnessing the dismantling of the founding promise of the NHS, that care is based on need, not on the ability to pay. And the reality now is this: if you cannot afford a private dental plan, you're out of options. And at a time where families' budgets are so tight, no one can afford that extra £20 to £30 a month for dental care. And this is simply not just about inconvenience. This is about preventable pain, early diagnosis that is being missed, and long-term health conditions that start in the mouth but end in emergency rooms. The Department of Health says £9 million has been invested, but the British Dental Association says this falls drastically short of what is needed. Dentists themselves are walking away because they cannot survive on the current funding models. It is truly unsustainable. And for my constituents, Mr. Speaker, I feel it is unjust. I ask, is this the end of NHS dentistry in Northern Ireland? And we in the SDLP say this cannot be and it cannot continue. We need urgent interim funding to retain what NHS provision we currently have. We need fair contracts for dentists and, of course, a ministerial commitment that no citizen should be denied care based on their postcode or their purse. Oral health is not a luxury, it is a right, and it is by long over time that we treated it as such. Thank you.